This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
UM defeats FSU 52-10. And I got to tell you, it was fun to watch. What is it, four in a row against FSU? Which is great. You got this nice streak now against FSU. They had a streak against us for a while. Wasn't it like 7 years in a row or something ridiculous? Yep. So now you're a little bit more than halfway to maybe matching that, and let's beat that streak. And the recruiting, which is really what that game was more about. It was more about sending a message to Florida kids. Yo, you don't want to go to Florida. Florida State, I'm sorry. They're a disaster over there. They can't coach. Some guy was like, well, Norville wasn't there. Give him a break. And I go, did you watch him under Willie Taggart, bro? Have you watched what's been going on there? I mean, FSU is a freaking clown show. Let me ask you something. Did they move the clown university from Central Florida to the Seminoles? Is it there? Is that what they're doing? Is Doak Campbell now like a big tent to train clowns? Because that's what it is. I mean, they played like a high school football team. There was a kid on the sidelines. I forgot his name because I barely know this FSU team. And they showed him on the sidelines, and I took a picture of it. And I said, they play like a high school team, and they look like a high school team. I mean, it was embarrassing, bro. I'm a Canes fan. I was embarrassed for the Seminoles fans. I mean, Al Golden football wasn't this bad. Al Golden football was not as bad as what we've seen with FSU. And Al Golden football was bad. I mean, really bad. Okay? This was incompetence. This was players that aren't prepared, not coached well. Oh, man, that was, if I'm an FSU fan, I'm almost at the point, like, not to stop rooting for him or not be, because you got to be a fan, you're a fan, you know? But I'm almost at the point where if I was an FSU fan, why would I watch for the rest of the season? Like, you know, I'm going to take a break from the team this year because clearly they're not going anywhere. They're not going to win a damn thing. Wow. I never thought you could see, even the way UM football has been the last few years, I never thought it was going to be this mediocre with Golden. And I know we had a little bit of hope with Rick, but it really kind of fizzled out. And obviously last year with Manny was a complete disaster. I never expected UM football to be this bad. And to see FSU football, I mean, stoop to a lower level than that, wow. I never thought it could happen with those kind of universities, those programs, and the kind of talent that you're supposed to bring in and year out. Embarrassing. Now, De'Aaron King, he's a fun player to watch, man. Not a good quarterback, okay? He's not. He's an athlete with the ball in his hands. He'll make plays. He'll make some throws. He'll run and he'll drive teams crazy. He's a heck of a playmaker, man. I like him a lot. I do. I like him. I don't think he's a great quarterback. I don't look at him like, you know, Ken Dorsey or Jim Kelly or anything like that. But I do like him as a playmaker. And in today's college, I don't need to judge him by NFL standards. You know what I mean? But at the college level, this guy's a beast in the way he plays. You know, not the perfect passer, but it is what it is. Cam Harris with a couple touchdowns. The defense picked up 6 sacks, 3 interceptions in the game. I mean, they kicked ass. And the best part about it was recruiting. And now they get, what is it, 12 days now, 13 days to get prepared for Clemson. 13 days, actually, for Clemson. It's Saturday, October 10th. So they've got 2 weeks, basically, or 13 days to get ready for Clemson. I like that. Plenty of time. Clemson plays against Virginia this week. They've defeated, so far, Wake Forest 37-13, the Citadel 49-0. So they really haven't played anybody, just like Miami hasn't played anybody, because really, you know, we have to say that FSU's a nobody. You realize that, right? Let's be honest now, okay? Miami played a nobody in FSU. Now we have to see what they do against Clemson. It'll be a nice measuring stick for Miami, for the coaching staff, to see if they can beat Clemson or how far behind they are of Clemson overall as a football program. I'm looking forward to that. And I'm glad that they get 2 weeks off now. 3-0, 2-0 in the ACC. Hell of a win for UM and an even better win for recruiting. I mean, seriously, what responsible parent, if you want your player or your son to become a better player, and if he does have the kind of talent to get to the NFL, why the hell would you allow him to play at FSU? At this moment, what would make you send your kid to FSU? Right? I mean, there's no way if I had a kid that's 16, 17 right now and is getting scholarships from all over the place, and FSU's one of them, I would put that one through the shredder. I mean, that right there was a clown show, what we watched on Saturday. It was just roll the laughs, basically, is what we saw on Saturday. I was like irresponsible, bro. That was disgusting. Oh, King is not a good QB. What you smoking? Did I say he was a good QB? What did I just say? Did I just say he was an athlete with the ball in his hands, right?
That's what you said.
Okay. All right. Okay. I never said he was a good QB. You gotta clean your ears. Never said that. He's a heck of a playmaker. He's an athlete back there, not a passer. I don't need to see any more now about him. He's not going to get any better. That's what he is. But in this game, in college, you could get away with that. And you can win a lot of games with a guy like that. A national championship, your team has to be super dominant. You have to be Clemson, Alabama to play with a kid like this. Okay? He's not good enough with this Canes team to win a national title. He needs the 86 Canes and the 87 Canes and the 89 Canes and the 2001 Canes. You know, and the 91 Canes, I don't know if I mentioned those. Those are the Canes he needs, okay? He doesn't have those right now. If he has a dominant one, he can do it. But he's not a great QB. He's a playmaker. That's what he is. Never said that, okay? Don't trust him as a passer. But in this, again, I don't have to measure him like in the NFL.